Good morning. With us on a Tuesday, our political observer, Alan Shar, talking. Alan, some days we're tired.
We had the meeting of the WMC Board of Trustees last night. Everybody there, some coming, some going. A lot of talk about the lockbox and how successful it was in the last drive and how everybody was rushing to put their money in now and saying, this is really great. We've already had two things that have happened that are extraordinary. We had Mr. Big, who has done this before, but who doesn't suffer failure, say, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $10,000 if you can make this thing. And, you know, we still have a long way to go, over $200,000 to go in the lockbox, number one. And number two, now along comes First Niagara Bank, and they are putting in $7,500 in this challenge. So now the money is really adding up. Look, they're not doing it for any other reason except that they want us to succeed. But I do know that this is serious money and that we have to do this.
WAMC.org to New York, Alan, where a week ago, Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos said he was not going to step down amid a federal corruption investigation. Now Senator Dean Skelos has resigned his post over the corruption scandal, and Republicans have elected Senator John Flanagan. Should be noted, Senator Dean Skelos wanted John Flanagan, currently chair of Education Committee, to be his successor, and he is from Long Island as well.
Well, yes, yeah, so that, you know, there's a lot of geographic interpositioning here. This is really upstate versus the burbs. The burbs have been winning, and the upstate Senator DeFrancisco, a very important guy, runs the whole finance operation, the finance committee, and you could just see the flexing of the muscles there. Ordinarily, this kind of thing could be resolved by making one the majority leader, one the deputy. But in this case, the deputy is not only under indictment, but he is also apparently very, very ill with cancer. And I think that there are some things you just don't do, so you don't take that away from him. And I can just say that Dean Skelos, of course, had to step aside because of an accusation. Now, I'll be honest with everybody, an accusation is not proof. We go from here to the great tragedy that is occurring in Boston, known as Deflategate. And there the question was, they hire a guy from Paul Weiss, a famous law firm, and he has to do an investigation. He comes out and says, well, they probably knew. On the basis of this is outrageous, of they probably knew, hey, probably isn't proof. They probably knew that there was less pressure in the ball. They suspend Brady for 4 games. That's huge. And then they fine $1 million, I believe, to the club itself, to the Patriots itself. Hey, I think they got an appeal here. You know, I suppose that football can do anything they want, but it doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem right to me.
Plus a first round and a fourth round draft pick.
That's right. Well, you know, when you get a club that's as good as they are, as the Patriots are, they get hated, David. They just get hated by all of the losers around.
Save your calls and letters. Finally, Alan, the Obama administration has given conditional approval for Shell to drill in the Arctic. Speaking of calls and letters.
Well, that's right. Look, this is terrible. I mean, there are those pure parts of the world, the polar bears and all of the wonderful species that nature has provided. And along comes Obama. Now, Obama on energy has been tough. Remember that he was for fracking, probably still is. He's opening up this Arctic place that had been denied for so long. And there are people who are scratching their heads and saying, hey, I thought this is our guy. I thought this is somebody who really did understand this. But for whatever reason, he's going with those oil people, just as he went in the beginning, I hate to say this, with the banks, who were apparently too big to fail.